For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
All right, I am back. And yes, I can't quite figure out what I want to do with podcasting this podcast, so on so forth. So I changed it back to the Back Row Fantasy Show because I have been getting into the fantasy football a little more than I used to. Sometimes I just want to bring the show back. Sometimes I wish we could roll it back to me, Arms, Niddle, Hux, Neil, you know, whoever, and just run it back and do it again. But you know, most of my friends and myself really have soured quite a bit on like being in multiple fantasy leagues, so on and so forth. It is what it is. It's not a huge deal. But one of the things I wanted to do today was just to run through some of the teams, maybe not all of the teams, but some of the NFL teams. Let's start talking about these teams' fantasy players, specifically by team, instead of going through top 20, top this, top that. Let's just start analyzing. Let's just start talking about, you know, what range I expect to see these fantasy assets. And we're going to not do IDP today. Probably going to do IDP another day. But I want to start right on the depth chart. So let's go straight to the Buffalo Bills. Work our way down from AFC East to NFC West and just start talking. So we've got Josh Allen. There's no reason to think that he won't be a top five fantasy quarterback yet again, locked and loaded. Really no reason to question this whatsoever. They haven't really done a lot weapon-wise so far. They acquired Joshua Palmer through free agency. I've always been a Palmer fan, but the fact of the matter is the guy just cannot stay healthy. They do have KJ Hamler sitting around there and Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel was such a bust. I mean, I think anybody could have predicted that, to be honest. Bust of a free agent move. That's why you got Joshua Palmer coming in. But Josh Allen will be fine. The wide receiver core is not necessarily a strong suit, but it's strong enough. And oddly enough, on the depth chart, Dawson Knox is listed as the starting tight end ahead of Dalton Kincaid. What a disappointment Dalton Kincaid was in 2024. I actually had Trey McBride and Dalton Kincaid at the beginning of last season in fantasy, and I traded Dalton Kincaid pretty early. I was like, I have Trey McBride. You can't start them both. And I got a pretty good haul for Dalton Kincaid. Pretty happy about that. I did end up trading Trey McBride as well. Yes, I know. But it's fine, man. I actually fared pretty well rotating Brenton Strange and Evan Engram. It was fine. Like, you know, sometimes I play year by year. I play it like it's redraft almost. And it actually worked out for me yet again, at least at that position. I didn't win the title, so don't get me wrong. Josh Allen going to be fine, regardless of the fact that his, you know, supporting cast is not exactly fantastic. Amari Cooper was not exactly a big bump to that skill position for Josh Allen. Just didn't work out, and I think that's why he's still a free agent. But Khalil Shakir, probably the most fantasy relevant wide receiver on the team. Keon Coleman, whether he takes a leap or not is beyond me. If Joshua Palmer can stay healthy, this is actually a pretty good three wide receiver core, pretty good starting three. James Cook, I don't see any reason to believe he won't be a top 10 guy yet again. When you're on an offense like the Buffalo Bills have, that just trickles down most of the time to the running back, and James Cook is pretty solid. Ray Davis kind of lurks a little bit. I wouldn't say that he's, you know, going to be a top 30 guy or anything like that. But if James Cook goes down, Ray Davis is one of the backups in the league that I like and have my eye on for fantasy purposes. So Ray Davis, definitely worth a flyer if you're hurting at running back, just in the event that James Cook, you know, gets hurt or they start to split up the carries a little more. But really, your big targets here from the Bills, pretty much Josh Allen. I think Khalil Shakir is a fine bye week wide receiver, maybe low end wide receiver 3, and James Cook, you know, lumped in there with Allen. He's going to be a top 10 back. Shouldn't be any a doubt about that. So you got two massively fantasy relevant players and Khalil Shakir. I don't trust Keon Coleman or Joshua Palmer just yet, but if you're in Dynasty and you have the room to roster him, then so be it. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number one. When the hell have they been number one, for God's sakes? Let's start talking. We've got a similar situation here as the Bills, but surprisingly a few more fantasy relevant players. Tua Tagovailoa, he's no Josh Allen, but when he's on the field, you know, he is basically the Miami Dolphins offense. They don't run the same without him. And listen, if you are in a one QB league, I love having Tua Tagovailoa, because you're going to have a backup. In a one QB league, you're going to have a decent backup. And Tua, when he's on the field, is a top half starter. He is, in my opinion, a top 15 quarterback when he's on the field. He's pretty much a lock for top 15 numbers. So I like Tua. Grab him, have a backup. If you're in super flex, maybe think about having Zach Wilson, you know, sticking around. Zach Wilson, you know, who knows? I have a feeling about Zach Wilson as one of those later on Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson types, that he could actually do some damage and actually be good. All the physical talent is there. It's like he just needed more time than what he got. Devon Achan, that's a top 10 lock for sure. With Raheem Mostert leaving, I wonder if Jalen Wright will make any noise. I honestly don't think he will. I think Devon Achan is just the guy there. I think Jalen Wright will probably get 115 carries. I don't know about receptions, but those 115 carries, they may be good for, you know, 450 to 500 yards, maybe 3 or 4 TDs. I don't see him anything more than a bye week guy, Jalen Wright, unless, you know, Achan were to get hurt. Jalen Wright, just like Ray Davis, one of the top guys I'm looking at backup wise around the league. I would want Jalen Wright as quickly as possible if Achan were to miss some time. Tyreek Hill, kind of a down year in 2024. I think he could still finish as a top 20 guy, but honestly, if I'm Miami, I'm trying to trade him. This team is not going to compete. It's just not going to happen. Their window is closing. It's almost shut. I would be shocked if there's any life left in that window at all. I would trade Tyreek Hill. I would try to get anything offensive or defensive line wise I could for Tyreek Hill. Yeah, he's still a good wide receiver, but Malik Washington looked pretty good in limited action. He's another guy I'm watching, Malik Washington, in the event that Tyreek Hill does get traded. Malik Washington could potentially be the best wide receiver on that team. Yes, I don't care that Jaylen Waddle is there. I'm kind of sick of seeing Waddle not perform to the level that we expect him to perform at. His rookie year was good, but it's because he was force-fed targets. Otherwise, Jaylen Waddle is pretty much a wide receiver 3. And last year, he was the lowest of the low end of a wide receiver 3. Had guys like Ray fucking McLeod outproducing Jaylen Waddle, for God's sakes. I don't know if the total numbers were outproducing, but it was bad. Jaylen Waddle was just bad last year. It didn't work out. But yeah, I don't love any wide receiver that was on this team in 2024. I do have a feeling about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine that I don't even know if I said that right. this guy's a touchdown machine. He had 9 touchdowns on like 30-some grabs last year on a really bad Titans offense. And all of a sudden, you go to Miami where you've got a super accurate Tua Tagovailoa, Devon Achane to like, you know, there's going to be, this could be a massive sleeper. Westbrook, Akane, and Malik Washington. Dude, I think Miami might as well just trade Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Run with these guys, like draft a wide receiver this year. I think it's time to turn the page on the experiment. You don't have to rebuild, but you can retool. So to me, I think is the right now is the perfect time to also deal those guys in fantasy. Tyreek, deal him. Jalen, deal him. Achane and Tua, they're worth owning. Nick Westbrook, Akine is such a sleeper in my opinion. And then we got Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith was fantastic last year, and the tight end landscape is atrocious. So I believe I would roll with Jonnu again. If he's your tight end one and you already got him, roll with him. If you can acquire him for a decent deal, do it. Jonnu is probably right now the most reliable target on this team, and that's crazy to say. Let's move on. The New England Patriots. The Patriots. Okay, so even though the Patriots sucked last year for the most part, there's a lot of reason for optimism here, especially fantasy optimism, more fantasy optimism than we've seen in a little while. Let's start with Drake May. Drake May really does look the part. He looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback. I acquired him in Dynasty last year, and I really only held on to him for a couple weeks because I was okay at quarterback. I wish I would have held on to Drake May. I had Drake May and Joe Milton. I have since acquired Joe Milton again because of the trade rumors and because his talent is tantalizing. But Drake May looks like he's going to be a really good quarterback for years to come. I do like his fantasy prospects this year, and I'm going to tell you why. I think people are really sleeping on the wide receivers in New England. They just signed Stephon Diggs. Now, granted, I'm not going to jump out here and say that Stephon Diggs is going to be a top 10 guy. I don't know if he will be. Coming off of an injury, he's 31. I still like him. I would love to have him. I've tried to acquire him because I feel like this is probably the cheapest Stephon Diggs is, has ever been. I just don't know if like it's a bargain yet. It's really hard to tell if it's a bargain, but I like Diggs. And what I love about Diggs coming over to New England is a lot less about Diggs and a lot more about Kayshon Boutte. Kayshon Boutte was a 6th round draft pick in 2023. Barely played, had some issues, had an illegal gambling charge that was later dropped, wasn't looking like a mature professional in year one. And slowly in year two, even though DeMario Douglas is there, Kendrick Bourne is there, they draft Javon Baker, they draft Jalen Polk, Kayshon Boutte, a 6th round guy from wide receiver U, LSU, slowly but surely becomes the guy on their team that's playing the most snaps. And he actually went from basically nothing as a rookie to 40-some grabs, 500 yards, and a handful of TDs. As a second-year guy, 6th-round draft pick, and most of that damage was done in the second half of the season. Kayshon Boutte is a massive sleeper, in my opinion. And I think Stephon Diggs could be just the perfect element in New England to make Kayshon Boutte a household name and a top 20 fantasy wide receiver. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm actually going to call it. Kayshon Boutte, becomes a top 20 wide receiver in fantasy in PPR in 2025. Diggs is going to be fine, I think, but I think Diggs is going to be a 60 catch guy for about 750 and seven. I think Bouti is going to be that 85 reception guy, probably right at 1,000, and I expect 7 or 8 touchdowns from him as well. I think Kayshon Bouti is just somebody you should grab if you can get him cheap. He looked the part. He worked his ass off. He's got the respect of the team, and he is amazingly adept at like fixing routes on the fly. When Drake May buys time in the pocket, Bouti finds soft spots in the zone to get open. And you watch his receptions, and you will see that a lot of them are on broken plays, and he gets open for Drake May. Drake May, that's going to endear you to Drake May. I like Kayshon Bouti a lot. Diggs probably in the top 30 wide receivers as well, but I did predict a little low there. I don't know what to make of their running backs. Ramondre Stevenson, fumble issues, not exactly burning up the world. Antonio Gibson didn't do a lot. I think we can finally give up on Antonio Gibson. I fully expect the Patriots to draft a running back. I just think it's a need. There's really no one on this team outside of Ramondre Stevenson that you should be looking at fantasy-wise unless they draft a guy. And honestly, I'm going to trade Ramondre Stevenson. If I can get value, he's gone, in my opinion. I move on. I think if they draft a guy in the top 4 rounds at all, there's so much running back talent in this draft that Ramondre Stevenson will get overtaken by whatever rookie they take in the first 4 rounds, assuming that he belongs in the first 4 rounds. Tight end, there's nothing here that excites me. Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, Jaheim Bell. I'm not looking at any of those guys as being my starter. Maybe a backup from Hunter Henry. Not really interested. I just don't see it. I think they should draft, you know, a guy at tight end as well. Just not fantasy relevant there. You know, it's okay. The tight end landscape, again, pretty atrocious. But I'm not excited about any tight ends from New England. Kayshon Bouti is my excitement. DeMario Douglas, the guy doesn't catch touchdowns, and he hasn't really, like, there's a possibility here for a third-year breakout, but I think that breakout's going to be Bouti. DeMario Douglas, just a bye week guy, in my opinion. Let's move on. The New York Jets. This is another one. This is a strange scenario. I don't...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Know what to make of this team. Obviously, you got Garrett Wilson, which top 15 guy. Pretty much a lock, even with Justin Fields. I think he's a top 15 guy. And of course, if Fields were to miss any time or get benched, Tyrod Taylor will keep Garrett Wilson afloat. I have no worries about that. So Garrett Wilson, I think you're safe. I think you're fine. Justin Fields, I actually am in on him, much like most of the fantasy community. My buddy Michael Bauer at the Dynasty Rewind apparently is not in on him, but that tells me all I need to know to be in on him. Anyone that Bauer dislikes, I'm picking up in fantasy. Just playing, Bauer. I love you. But I like Justin Fields, the rushing upside. You know, he actually did look good in Pittsburgh before they decided to roll with Russell Wilson. I totally understand why they rolled with Russell Wilson. I think Arthur Smith is a guy that Russell Wilson is more of a Arthur Smith kind of guy. I think Justin Fields not putting up the passing touchdowns early on was concerning to Arthur Smith, and he thought, you know, we can increase our passing touchdowns if we switch to Russ, which ultimately was true, but it wasn't by a lot. It wasn't anything crazy. I think it was just kind of a, you know, you got to take what you get from Justin Fields. Like, those passing touchdowns become rushing touchdowns in a lot of cases. And Pittsburgh's, you know, their skill position players just weren't very good. George Pickens, overrated. You know, I think Justin Fields has better weapons than Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard. They just signed Josh Reynolds, which isn't really exciting, but whatever. They need to draft a tight end. Right now, the top of their depth chart is Jeremy Ruckert. That's not fantasy exciting at all to me. Alan Lazard's not exactly fantasy exciting. I totally attribute his production last year to Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers alone. But at the wide receiver position, it's Garrett Wilson and no one else. Unless Malachi Corley comes into camp and looks like a really good PPR guy, really good chain moving guy, but he didn't do anything in his rookie year. So right now it's Garrett Wilson, top 15 guy. I think Justin Fields, I think I would put him, I'll say top 15 fantasy output on Justin Fields because of the rushing ability. And I do like the Jets to fit for him more than I like the Steelers. It's just hard to put a guy that consistently gets his starting job taken in the top 15. But if he keeps that job all year, he's a lock for top 15 production. Breece Hall. I'm actually down on Breece Hall. I don't see any reason for the Jets to keep Breece Hall. If I'm the Jets, I trade Breece Hall. He's not what he was his rookie year. And you got Brandon Allen and Isaiah Davis, who both flashed at times. And again, Breece Hall, if you don't deal him, you're going to have to sign him to an extension. And Breece Hall is a bigger name than he is player at this point. He's going to want his money. I think now's the time to get away. Now, granted, no matter what they do, Breece Hall, if he keeps the volume in New York, he's a top 10 running back. If they trade him to a timeshare, I bump him down to a top 15. But I really don't love Breece Hall, especially in an offense with Justin Fields, who's got that rushing ability. They're going to dial up some plays for him. Don't love it. Now, granted, you know, if for some reason the fantasy community gets down on him, yeah, maybe he's a good buy. I don't know. But I do not love Breece Hall in 2025. Only because I think at this point he's a little overrated. Obviously, he's still a guy you want to own because he is the bell cow for the most part. And there's not many of those out there. But I just have a feeling about Breece Hall. I just don't know if his value matches who he is right now. So that's why I'm a little down on him. I'm only down on him for that reason. The value is too high for what we're getting. Even though he's a bell cow, I still think he costs too much to trade for. And I don't see him in New York long term. Let's move on. Going to do one more division for the day. Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson. You know he's a lock for top five production. Derrick Henry. Also, I don't think he's going away. I do not think that Derrick Henry, because of his age, is just going to fall off a cliff. I don't see it. Derrick Henry is a freak of nature. Derrick Henry is a monster. Derrick Henry will probably be a good NFL running back until he's 34. So Derrick Henry is a buy for me. I think you might get two more years of top-end production from Derrick Henry before he even considers dropping to the 15 to 20 range in running back fantasy output. I think he's top 10 for the next 2 years. Love Derrick Henry. If there's somebody that's worried about his age, go buy him. Contender or not, go get him. I see no reason to worry about his age at this point. Justice Hill was somewhat fantasy relevant last year. I think that was kind of a fluke. I don't know if there's anybody there. Keaton Mitchell will probably be a little stronger this year. I'm not sure if it'll be Keaton Mitchell or Justin Hill as the true changeup. So it's just Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry so far for me. Then we go into the wide receivers. Rashad Bateman, I think a little fluky. Best season, yes. Do I necessarily want him as my on my fantasy team as anything more than a backup? No, I do not. Zay Flowers is the guy there. They also have DeAndre Hopkins. That, you know, Hopkins is going to cancel Bateman out a little more. I think both those guys are 40 plus reception guys this year. Zay Flowers is going to be the best fantasy receiver on that team. But I think DeAndre Hopkins and another year of Rashad Bateman is going to cut into Zay as well. I mean, you got Mark Andrews there still. So Mark Andrews is a top 10 tight end. I think Zay Flowers is a top 25 receiver, probably top 20, but I'm not 100% convinced that Zay Flowers is going to be, you know, a top 10 anytime soon. I think he's a good receiver. I just think there's too many good players on this offense for Zay Flowers to really break out in any kind of a massive way. Definitely a really solid wide receiver two, maybe low end wide receiver one. But I don't see him as a top 10 guy. I see him more in that 15 to 25 range, probably closer to the top of that, but wouldn't surprise me if he gets knocked down a little bit to like wide receiver 21, 22. Would not surprise me in the slightest. I just traded him away with the 107 in my league for Marvin Harrison. I'm going to take the leap and believe in Marvin's production. We'll get to that eventually. But that's what I got on Baltimore skill position wise. Let's move on. The Bengals. This team is mostly the same as they were a year ago. We got Joe Burrow, top five quarterback, no problem. Lock it in. Hopefully he stays healthy again. Chase Brown did really good last year when given the chance. I don't think he's going to look back at all. I think Chase Brown's a top 10 running back. Jamar Chase, top three wide receiver, basically a lock. T. Higgins, top 10 wide receiver if healthy. If he plays every game, he's a top 10 guy. T. Higgins is one of my favorite buys of the offseason. I think it's a great thing that he went back to Cincinnati. There's plenty of balls to go around. That's what she said. T. Higgins, when healthy, top 10 guy. Look at the production by points per game. He's a top 10 guy. He's not extremely high valued. You can snag him. You can get him from an owner. If they're not a Bengals fan, you can get T. Higgins. So there's a lot of production on this team. Four top 10 guys, easy. That's where it ends at wide receiver. I think the rest of those guys are going to be fighting for scraps. Mike Gesicki is a top 15 to 20 tight end. Nothing to be excited about, but that being said, you just never know. When T. Higgins gets hurt, Mike Gesicki becomes a top 10 tight end. So if T. Higgins goes down and you got Gesicki, you got to start him. But no one I'm super excited about, but Gesicki, there are worse options to own since the tight end landscape is atrocious. So Gesicki's like one of those mid-tier kind of guys for me with the potential to be tier one in the event that a wide receiver misses some time. Let's move on. Oh, purgatory Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns' current starting quarterback is Kenny Pickett. Why this team has not pulled the trigger on a Joe Milton trade is beyond me. Shedeur Sanders is not the guy to take at pick number two. They should absolutely grab the defensive end from Penn State. And they've got some work to do. There's no reason to grab a quarterback in this draft because the team's not set up to win right now. Like, build the defense, get the guy opposite Myles Garrett, and work on your offense, you know, in the middle rounds of the draft. They could use a running back. They definitely need quarterback prospects. Aaron Rodgers should want to go to the Browns, honestly. He could sling the rock. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Those are a couple guys that I really like as a wide receiver two and a wide receiver three. Jerry Jeudy finally put it together last year. I think he's going to be pretty solid for the long run. I love Cedric Tillman. I'm going to call Cedric Tillman a low-end wide receiver three for now. But I like Cedric Tillman long-term more than I like Jerry Jeudy, honestly. I think Tillman could be an absolute monster, but I'm not going to say that right now. They also need a quarterback. Kenny Pickett's not that quarterback. Joe Milton would be a nice fit here. If Shedeur Sanders falls, you know, maybe the Browns trade back up and grab him. I don't know. I'm not sure about the guy. This is kind of a weak quarterback class. I don't know if this is the year to invest in one not named Joe Milton. I think you could bring in Joe Milton, just roll with him and see what you got. See what happens. He's cheap. You know, you probably get him for a fourth round pick. They're saying a third. I don't believe it, but bring him in. Jerome Ford, decent player. I'll say a top 20 running back as the depth chart stands right now. There's no one else to speak of on that team. They definitely need to draft a guy. If they can figure out, you know, if they can kind of get lucky on a quarterback and a running back, this team could be decent. David Njoku's still there when healthy. He's a top 10 tight end. So there's fantasy talent on this team. You just really need to find a quarterback to make it all click. If you don't, like, you don't even necessarily need a running back. Jerome Ford would probably be okay, but there's nothing behind him. That's the reason you need another one, but not a guy I'm targeting in fantasy because he's listed as the starter, so he's probably not going to be super cheap. If you can get him at value, fine, go for it after the draft. But really, this team is pretty much Njoku and Jerry Jeudy. And if you're a Tillman fan like me, there you go. But I wouldn't be starting a quarterback from this team, even if they acquired Joe Milton, unless you're in one quarterback league and he's your backup. Just kind of fantasy irrelevance here. Njoku, Jeudy, that's really all you can count on with any kind of confidence. Jerome Ford, if they don't draft a guy, same thing. But you got to get the right value for him. I don't think he's a long-term guy in the league. Moving on. Kind of a similar situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, their quarterback is Mason Rudolph. I think he's underrated, if I'm being honest. I think he played okay for the Titans last year when called upon. I think he'd be serviceable as the starting quarterback this year. And I'm not completely sure that your team is set up to get a high-end draft pick and make a success story out of it. If they get Aaron Rodgers, I think they're in a little better shape. I would definitely bump Pickens and DK Metcalf up considerably if they get Aaron Rodgers. But if it's Mason Rudolph, I kind of keep Pickens and Metcalf at the same level they were in 2024. DK Metcalf, top 25 guy. Pickens, top 25 guy. Them together, I'm going to say they're like 24 and 25, honestly. Not super excited about their prospects in that Arthur Smith offense. Jaylen Warren, if they don't draft a running back that can take over that position, Jaylen Warren's a massive go out and grab if you can. But I believe they'll draft a guy and it will be a timeshare ultimately. They did bring in Kenneth Gainwell. That scares me none. So it's Jaylen Warren. Currently Jaylen Warren is a top 15 guy. He catches the ball well. He runs well. He needs volume. They might finally be willing to give him that volume, but I'm guessing they draft a guy in the top four rounds, and that will bring Jaylen Warren back down to earth a little bit. I still expect him to have a career year, just no matter what they do. I think Jaylen Warren has a career year, so it is the time to buy him. Mason Rudolph, even if they draft a rookie or trade for Joe Milton, Mason Rudolph is probably the guy, unless Aaron Rodgers decides to go. Mason Rudolph is not anybody I dream of starting. In one quarterback league, if that's all you can do is a backup, so be it. But really, this is all about Jaylen Warren currently, but a lot can change. Pickens, Metcalf, top 25. Wouldn't overpay for either. I'd be comfortable with them as wide receiver threes. Yes, DK Metcalf, wide receiver three. I just think that him and Pickens are going to cancel each other out a lot and on a team that does not throw the ball a ton. So fantasy-wise, not excited. Pat Freiermuth, he's fine. He's a top 10 to 12 tight end. He's okay. But there's really nothing to be excited about here. If you're going to buy anyone from this team, it's Jaylen Warren if the price hasn't already skyrocketed. Again, I'd prefer to wait till after the draft, but you got to take chances. If you can get Jaylen Warren now and you can get him at value, have at it. That's going to be it. Two divisions. Well, this will be a three-part podcast. Next time we'll do the AFC South and AFC West. That'll probably be coming in a couple days. And we'll work our way on down. But yeah, comment. Let me know what you think of these choices, where I think these guys are going to be fantasy-wise in the top 10, 15, 25, or not at all. Back Row Fantasy Show's back. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm thinking. I just decided, you know, piss on it. This podcast should probably have never been anything else than this. And if I only do two episodes a year, so be it. See you next time.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.